with SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. In Georgia, the illegal alien found guilty of killing a University of Georgia nursing student who was out for a jog is sentenced.
Justice here in Georgia, where the illegal alien convicted of the killing of nursing student Lakin Riley, sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Jose Ibarra, 26 years old, found guilty on all 10 counts. Lakin's mother, stepfather, sister, and roommates making emotional statements in court. Donald Trump posting on Truth Social, "It is time to secure our border and remove these criminals and thugs from our country so nothing like this can happen again." Laura Winters, Atlanta, Georgia.
A child killer will remain behind bars. The board has unanimously denied parole to Susan Smith, the South Carolina woman who admitted to drowning her own two children 30 years ago. Parole denied in spite of Smith's claim she's a changed person transformed by faith.
God is a big part of my life, and I know he has forgiven me. And it is by his grace and mercy that, and I have a lot of faith, and I live by that every day.
Referring to the son she admits to drowning, Smith told the parole board via Zoom, quote, "I love Michael and Alex with all my heart." Correspondent Haiwa Panjawi reports on the bomb cyclone in the Pacific Northwest.
A major storm sweeping across the northwest United States with strong winds and rain caused widespread power outages and debris.
We have a lot of road closures, especially on the arterial streets.
That's Maddie Christel with the National Weather Service in Washington. The Weather Prediction Center issued excessive rainfall risks through Friday, and hurricane force wind warnings are still in effect. I'm Haiwa Panjawi.
Linda McMahon has been chosen by Donald Trump as his choice for education secretary. She previously served as head of the Small Business Administration in his first term. This is SRN News. A letter to America's leading companies.
It has been sent by Alliance Defending Freedom to all the members of the Fortune 1000, and it urges them to abandon their efforts to promote transgenderism and other aspects of the diversity, equity, inclusion campaign. The Christian legal firm points out that pursuing DEI not only enrages customers, but potentially violates the rights of company workers, leading to lawsuits. A growing number of big firms have already abandoned DEI. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The first batch of artwork from the Boy Scouts of America's collection has raised more than $3.7 million at auction to help pay the compensation owed to those who were sexually abused by homosexual scout leaders. The 25 works offered up by Heritage Auctions, among more than 300 from the Boy Scouts, that will be sold over the next few years. This is SRN News. The United Nations has authorized the first Mpox vaccine for children in an attempt to control the outbreak in Congo.
In a statement, the UN Health Agency said it had approved the Mpox vaccine made by Japanese company KM Biologics for use in children over 1 year of age as a single dose. Earlier this month, the charity Save the Children said that cases among children younger than 18 had increased by more than 130% in Congo, noting that there were now more than 25,000 cases. I'm Charles Tulletasma.
Authorities say an explosion, possibly caused by a natural gas leak, rocked a suburban Detroit condominium, damaging other units, sparking fires, and leaving two people seriously injured. Orion Township Fire Chief Ryan Allen says two people were hospitalized with critical injuries following yesterday's explosion in the Oakland County Township northwest of Detroit. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.